You gotta reach out your soul, touch somebody, make them smile today. You're gonna reap what you sow. So keep on giving, it's the only way. Spread a little love, spread a little joy, and it will all come back to you. Spread a little love, spread a little joy, and it will all love, 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 love. Spread a little love, 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 love. And it will all come back to you. And it will all come back to you, you, you.
Welcome to the Fun Show. I'm Jessica Mullen.
And I'm Kelly Cree. And you just heard Little Love by De Hoffner and Elior featuring Joe Killington.
Of course.
So today we decided a good topic to discuss would be the one of love.
What do you know about love?
What do I know about it?
Yeah. What do you want to talk about it?
Well, why did we decide to talk about it?
Probably because we're reading a book about The Course in Miracles.
It's called A Course in A Course in Miracles.
The actual Course in Miracles is a little daunting, so we're going to start with a book about The Course in Miracles.
It's actually Meditations. It's called Daily Meditations for Practicing the Course, and then every single day of the year, it has a different meditation to focus on, and like a mantra. So I started reading it yesterday, and one of the most repeated messages is that basically all there is love, and that just to direct love at everything. And I was talking to Jessica about that this morning, talking about someone who was annoying us. And I was like, well, just remember, she just wants love. And Jessica goes, oh, yeah, that annoying thing. So I was wondering if you could elaborate. I'm not saying I disagree, but I was wondering if you could please elaborate on why it's annoying.
Well, I know that love is the only thing that's real, and I know that anything that isn't love is an illusion. And also from the Course and the Course in Miracles, I have learned that anytime someone lashes out at you or criticizes you, causes you pain, it's because they are asking for healing and your love, and they're asking for forgiveness. Wait, no, they're not asking for forgiveness, but they are asking to be loved. So it's that stupid turn the other cheek thing that when someone's mean to you, you have to take it, because, and if you lash out back at them, you're just perpetuating the hurt. Hurt people hurt. So knowing that hurt people hurt, it doesn't do any good to retaliate. So it's logical that you would love when someone hurts you, but it's very hard to do when you're ego identified.
So was the person hurting you though, or were they just being annoying?
Because
go ahead.
I don't really want to talk about the specifics because I have not addressed this person to their face, and I'd rather, if I'm going to deal with it at all, I'd rather deal with it with them.
Oh, I know. I'm not trying to drag the person. I'm just saying, like, it really wasn't even an instance where the person was disrespecting you or insulting you. It's just that they were doing something that we didn't like. And even in that case, it feels hard to love, even when you're annoyed or you're, like, kind of disgusted or repulsed by the actions of another. It can still feel like hard to replace that feeling of annoyance with love. Like, I guess I understand, like, if someone's purposely hurting you, that of course it would be hard to love them, but why is it even hard to love them when they're barely even annoying you?
They're minorly criticizing me. Minorly criticizing. And it really made me realize, like, on one hand, I pride myself on being sensitive, but on the other, I think of myself as having very thin skin. And every time I go to the doctor, I have to get a cream for my thin skin. And it's hard to love because I'm ego-identified. It hurts my feelings. It hurts the built-up image I have of myself that, you know, I want to be perfect. I think I'm doing a good job, you know, for one split second. And then someone comes at me with some criticism over something I'd never even thought about criticizing in myself. It was not an issue until it was brought up by this person. And so instead of being like, oh, I shouldn't take it personally, it's a reflection of them, they're reaching out for help, instead, I take it personally, and I think they're right. It's because I'm agreeing with the opinion, and I feel bad. I feel like they're right, and I did do something wrong. Hmm. When I do know that I didn't do anything wrong, and I shouldn't take this comment personally at all. But I did, and it ruined my day.
Damn.
It didn't ruin my day, but it put me in a bad mood from when I woke up, because I had just never thought about this person, about this thing that they said. Like, it blew my mind that they even said anything about it. And so I guess I agreed with them that I was a bad person and I should have done something differently. So then it just made me feel bad about myself, and which means I am not the observer. I'm not being the watcher. I'm being identified with my thoughts, identified with my ego, and it's like a blow to who I think I am, when what I want to do or what I wish I could do is realize that it's not personal, it's not actually about me, it's about them, and to just project love to them, and then it wouldn't be a big thing.
Because you wouldn't be believing them anymore.
I wouldn't be agreeing with what they said, because I don't actually agree.
See, I'm like the complete opposite. Like, if someone does something to annoy me or piss me off, like, they are never right, and I am always right, and they are always wrong. And my ego is like, I have to do everything I can to prove that they're wrong and I'm right, which leads to a lot of delusions or like daydreaming about like getting back at people just to prove my rightness, rather than just deciding to feel good and project love, which I agree is really annoying when you're pissed. But it's like, I'm just trying to learn that it always feels better emotionally. And it's always a lot easier to just be like, well, I'm going to decide to project love at that person rather than try to think of anything I can to get back at them or to prove how right I am.
Yeah, that's so weird. We are total opposites because all I want to do is like apologize, kill myself, hate myself for the rest of my life when all I do is try to work on loving myself. And here I am back at square one. One minor piece of criticism tears me down. I wonder where it came from.
I think that's a good time to play another track. And after the song, we'll try to talk about some ways that we can overcome the annoyance of love and actually project it.
I got some ideas.
And that was This Moment by Mammal.
Okay, back to love. I was just making sure it was recording properly. There's a really weird red line. Okay. The thing about love, I learned on an acid trip about love, that it was all that mattered. It was the day that
you went. Okay, not to interrupt your story, but okay, whatever. Go ahead.
You went and talked to the neighbors, and it really freaked me out.
Imagine that.
And so I just started saying, love, yeah, love. And it was the answer to everything, and I wasn't panicked anymore. And I know that's the answer, and I can get there.
Okay, so how can we give our listeners some practical ways to love at all times?
Well, you can, in the moment of conflict is when you have to choose it. And so it's easier to choose it if you've already been practicing thinking, I love myself, or I love you, or just thinking the word love.
For me, what it always comes back to is like being aware enough to choose the version that I want. So instead of like thinking about people who are doing things wrong in air quotes or hurting me or something, I try to be aware when I'm thinking those thoughts and then think about the reality I prefer, which basically is always like, I prefer it when everyone gets along and loves each other and has a good time. And if you can be brave enough to focus on that version rather than so-called what is or right in front of your face, then the more you focus on the version you prefer, then that's what you'll see.
True. I love you. I love you too, wifey.
And also, it just takes a lot less energy to love. And what? Next track?
Next track.
Thank you.
And that was Power Thoughts Meditation Club by Rite of Passage, found on Deep Bali Records.
On SoundCloud.com. Highly recommend checking out their channel. Their whole thing is that music is like a meditation, and so is dance. And I agree. I think a good way to love is just to listen to music and not think about the thing that you don't love.
I was just reading this drug pamphlet insert about basically what to do when you overdose on marijuana. And it said to take Xanax or Valium, but basically what you need to do is do a puzzle, fold laundry, or sweep the whole house. Anything that stops you from thinking too much. And I think that's really advice for everyone, every moment of your life. Just stop thinking so much.
And sweep your house.
Probably should sweep too. I know we could use it.
I know chores really help me relax too, strangely enough. But anyway, that's another topic for another show.
This has been the fun show on lucidvibradio.com.
Thank you so much to everyone who listened. And you can tune in on schooloflifedesign.com also to look at the list.
And the song coming up is Deep Within Ourselves. Deep Bali music.
Yourself. Deep within weightlessness exists that silent moment when you will meet yourself. 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 Yourself.
Premati, 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 patagalumai. Premati, 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 patagalumai. Premati, premati. പ്രേമത്തിൽ കഥകളുമായി പറന്നു വന്നു തിന്നലിൽ പ്രേമത്തിൽ 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 കഥകളുമായി പ്രേമത്തിൽ 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 കഥകളുമായി പ്രേമത്തിൽ 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 കഥകളുമായി പ്രേമത്തിൽ കഥകളുമായി.
Yourself.